بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We started with the chapter continuing from the du'as for visiting a sick person. Then we did the du'as for a person that hasn't got any outward signs of living, extension of life, meaning from the outward symptoms. He lost hope of life. What du'a should be read at that occasion. Then the du'as at the time when a person is passing away, talqeen, etc. And after yesterday we did after a person passes away, then when covering the eyes of the deceased, what du'as should be read at that time. Today we do another chapter, Babu ma yuqalu inda al-mayyit, what du'as should be read by the side of the mayyit, the person that has passed away. Wa ma yaquluhu man mata lahu mayyit, and what should be said to the family and the friends of the deceased. So what should we be telling the family of the deceased, the friends of the deceased, and what should we be reading at the side of the mayyit. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حضرتم المريض أو الميت فقولوا خيرا. عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها she narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when any one of you goes to a sick person or to a person that has passed away, so you go to the side of a sick person or to a person that has passed away, فقولوا خيرا, say good things. فإن الملائكة يؤمنون على ما تقولون, because verily the ملائكة, they say amin to what you say. So for example, you're going to see a sick person, then make good du'as for that sick person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you good health, give you tandrusti. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you complete shifa, may grant you shifa quickly. Because at that moment, when you're by the sick person and you're making du'as and you're saying things, then the ملائكة are saying amin to what you are saying. So therefore, you're encouraged to say good things. Sometimes it slips out of the mouth because, hey, how this happened to you? You're such a fit person. No need at those moments, there's no need to say all these things. Rather, you should make good du'as for the person. So the malaika are saying amin to your du'as at that time. Similarly, when you go to a person who has just passed away, you by his body, his side, then make good du'as for him. As we'll see, that du'as are not only for that person at that moment, du'as are even there for us even at that moment. قالت فلما مات أبو سلمة أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت يا رسول الله إن أبا سلمة قد مات. So حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, her husband's name was known as, he was famously known as أبو سلمة رضي الله عنه. So she says when أبو سلمة رضي الله عنه had passed away, I approached رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and I told him, oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily أبو سلمة has passed away. قال قولي اللهم اغفر لي وله. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم taught her one dua. He said, say, Allahumma ghfir li wa lahu. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me and forgive him. Wa aqibni minhu uqban hasana. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a good replacement. So in another hadith, the explanation comes, that she thought to herself, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her, that make dua for a good replacement. That thought came to my mind, that how can I get a better husband than Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. She had such a good relationship with him. There was such a muhabbat between them. So that thought came to her mind. But this is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked me to make this du'a. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a good exchange, a good replacement. Another explanation ulama give for these beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used these words from A'aqaba yu'aqibu aqibni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a good replacement. There are certain things a person can replace and there are certain things you can't replace. For example, a person lost a wife, he can get married again, he can get another wife. A person has lost a child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless him with another child. But a person has lost his parents, you can't replace parents. Ulama explained that these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so beautiful that it even covers that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me a good replacement in another form. In the form of sawab, in the form of ajr, in the form of other blessings, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me a good replacement for these parents also that you have taken away. So these words are not just covering specific cases, but oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this dunya also, in the akhirat also, grant me a good replacement for this thing that I have lost. فَقُلْتُ فَعَقَبَنِي اللَّهُ وَخَيْرُ لِي مِنْهُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Umm Salama radiallahu anha, she's giving her personal incidents here, her personal situation. But this thought that had come to her, that how can I get a better person than Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me a better replacement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam married her day after. So she shows, sometimes our mind thinks at those moments that how can we ever get something better? But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give, he can give. Nothing is beyond the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had married her. Yeah, she saw the living proof of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But one requirement is we have to have yaqeen, we have to have firm conviction that these are the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to us, and we should be making these du'as. وَعَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ same Hazrat Umm Salama رضي الله عنه saying that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبَةٌ فَيَقُولُ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Another very, very beautiful dua. She's saying, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that there isn't any person who any type of difficulty, affliction afflicts him except that he says, and he says on that occasion, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And he adds this one line further, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayra minha. Allahumma ajurni